This goes to Dr. Anu Mohan, fax 810-275-0307, regarding Edith, last name is Kindig, K-I-N like November, D like David, I-G, date of birth 8-22 of 1934. Dear Dr. Mohan, this is a telemedicine follow-up for Ms. Kindig with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, and hypertension. Her last visit was May 13th. At that time, she was having no urinary output for 36 hours and then went to the emergency room for further evaluation. Apparently that happened to her in January of this year also. She had a straight catheterization but didn't have a urology referral. And the patient's a poor historian today, and she's not sure really what happened when she went to the ER in May. She is feeling better now. She is urinating fine at this point, but she does complain of itching in the genital area, and she wonders if what that could be caused by. Also, she's lost 12 pounds over the last 4 months. Currently, she denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea at rest, occasionally dyspnea on exertion, and this is stable, no orthopnea, and urine is clear at this time without cloudiness or blood. She believes actually that she had a UTI at the time she went into the emergency room, and she does believe it was treated with some antibiotics. Medications, I want to highlight hydralazine, 25 milligram twice a day, Lipitor, glimepiride, RANOLAZINE, 500 milligram at bedtime, Plavix is 75 milligram daily, and two different drops for glaucoma. Physical exam, weight 120 pounds and blood pressure 144 over 64. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 9-11 of 2024. Creatinine is stable at 1.7. Estimated GFR is 28. Sodium, 141. Potassium, 4.2. Carbon dioxide, 24. Calcium is 9.5. Albumin, 4. Intact parathyroid hormone is 111. Hemoglobin, 11.2 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. Stage 4, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, no progression of disease. 2, diabetic nephropathy, currently stable. 3, hypertension, near to goal. The patient complained of some vaginal itching, so I advised her to contact her primary care provider for further evaluation. She may need another urine checked or possibly an exam to find out if she has some yeast problems causing itching or something else. And she will be calling for an appointment. And we will continue to check our labs monthly, and she'll have a follow-up visit in the Mount Pleasant office in the next 4 to 5 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.